Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Understand that, you know, this is somebody who is like an uncle to me. He's somebody who helped me find Christ.
Barack knows what it means to be a black man living in a country that is controlled by rich white people.
Michelle and I told Reverend Otis Moss that we were withdrawing as members of Trinity. United Church of Christ, my home church.
I believe there's an almighty God who speaks to different faiths.
And I believe we worship the same God.
Islam is peace.
I am awed and honored and humbled to have been elected by my sister and brother bishops in the Episcopal Church.
Everybody gathers tomorrow. We're going to get together tomorrow night, sit around the television, and it's almost like the Super Bowl this time around. It's very exciting. It's also rather consequential. I think people do rightly understand the presidential election this time around be of historic import. It always is, but it always turns out to be, but this time especially so, for a number of reasons. But along with all of the big offices that people are going to be voting on, both federal and state, there are state ballot initiatives dealing with some equally substantial historic subjects: gay marriage, abortion, parental consent, death with dignity, all at the same time. We're going to be talking about the Marriage and Life state ballot initiatives here for the first, 15 minutes or so of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. You can join us for the next hour of the program. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Monday, November the 3rd. Our in-studio email address is talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America will be our guest in just a moment. Melissa Henson will join us after that. We're going to talk a little bit about a new survey you've probably heard about in the news. If a kid watches a lot of television, it doesn't even have to be the stuff that's out nowadays. It could just be reruns of Sex and the City or Friends or some other popular sitcoms. If they watch a lot of television with sexual content, guess what? They're more likely, it may not be cause and effect, but they're more likely to either get pregnant or make someone pregnant. We'll be talking with Melissa Henson of the Parent TV Council about that in just a moment. And then Hadley Arkus is author of the Born Alive Infants Protection Act. You've heard a lot about this lately. He wrote it quite some time ago. He's professor of jurisprudence at Amherst College. We'll be talking with him about Senator Barack Obama. The big controversy over abortion with Senator Obama was he killed this bill in Illinois in committee, this thing that would have protected a survivor of a botched abortion. He says, well, he didn't do it because he didn't want to protect the survivor of a botched abortion. We'll see what Hadley Arkus, author of the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, has to say about that a little later in the hour. 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. While we wait for Wendy Wright, earlier today I had an opportunity to talk with Melissa Henson, Director of Communications and Public Education for the Parents Television Council. I began by asking her, even though people don't seem to think that there's cause and effect in the survey that says there's teen pregnancies and there's television watching and the two seem to go together, did she think that there's a cause and effect here?
Well, I think
there is a very strong relationship. Certainly, that this study demonstrates that kids who have high levels of exposure to sexual content in the media are far more likely to become pregnant as a teenager than their peers with less exposure. So to the extent that you can say that there is a cause and effect relationship, I think this study comes pretty darn close to demonstrating that.
What does the RAND research tell us? What facts has it uncovered?
Well, it does say that exposure to sexual content on television is a predictor of teen pregnancy, and that those teens who are exposed to the highest levels of sexual content on TV were more than twice as likely to become pregnant as a teenager than peers who had lower levels of exposure.
What kind of television are we talking about here?
We're not even talking about really graphic or racy stuff, like the programs one would see on HBO or Cinemax. We're talking about pretty typical programs, things that you would see on primetime broadcast TV, programs like Friends or Sex and the City, which is now in syndication in most TV markets in this country. So it's fairly mainstream common television content, which I think is very troubling and disturbing because it's so accessible to so many teens.
Anything in the survey surprise you, Melissa?
No, not really. There have not been a lot of studies that have demonstrated a link between exposure to sexual content in the media and kids' sexual behaviors, primarily just because the difficulty of getting a parental consent to do those kinds of studies. But the studies that have been done have all been pretty conclusive and pretty consistent in pointing to a cause and effect relationship. So I think that, this, although this is the first study that has pointed to pregnancy as a possible outcome, I think parents really need to be aware of what the research shows and the fact that there is a considerable risk associated with allowing your children to watch these kinds of programs on TV.
So how do you think it works? I mean, the kids are watching more of this kind of television where I guess the best term might be casual sex. Is it that the downside of casual sexual activity is not in any way a factor in any of these programs?
I think that is certainly a factor. I think that can't be easily dismissed. I think it's the fact that so many teenage characters are shown being sexually active on TV programs that it becomes a form of peer pressure for a teenager who's watching TV. They're watching these programs and they're seeing characters that they want to identify with or that they do identify with being sexually active, and they start to think that there's something wrong with them if they aren't. And the fact that also there's no discussion of possible risk or consequences for being sexually active, I think there's nothing to counteract the sort of the positive messages that they're getting about that kind of behavior from TV.
Well, this is pervasive. I mean, we're talking about just about anything between 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock, aren't we?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, earlier this summer, the Parents Television Council released a study analyzing sexual content on TV. What we found is that when sex is depicted on TV, it is almost never in the context of a committed married relationship. Depictions of adulterous relationships were twice as common as depictions of happily married couples. And sex outside of the context of marriage was also more than twice as frequent as sex in the context of marriage. So kids are getting very bad messages from TV. They're getting the impression that promiscuous sexuality is fun, it's risk and consequence free, that there's no downside to it. And obviously, as this study shows, that's not the case. And these kids are often ending up pregnant and which has very dire long-term consequences. It means that they're going to have probably lower earning potential. They're going to have less education. Their kids are more likely to grow up in poverty. They're more likely to have problems with substance abuse and so on.
So what can parents learn from this study and its conclusions?
Well, I think it is very important for parents to pay close attention to what their kids are watching on TV, and whenever possible, watch TV with their children, so that if you do see something that you know is inappropriate or that you believe to be inappropriate, at least you're there to talk to your child about what they're seeing. I also encourage parents to get the TV sets out of the bedrooms because it's very difficult to monitor what your kids are watching if they're watching TV alone. And have that household rules, you know, say limit the number of hours of TV your kids watch per week and talk to them about which programs are off limits.
What do you think broadcasters ought to be doing differently?
Well, I think certainly broadcasters need to include messages about responsibility whenever they do have storylines that include sex as an element. They need to be prepared to discuss potential consequences for becoming sexually active, especially if you're talking about teenage characters. And they do need to reduce the amount of sexual content on programs that are targeted specifically to young viewers.
Do you think there's any going back? I mean, obviously, those who produce sitcoms and nighttime dramas for us to watch on television have pretty much decided, apparently, that this part of their stock and trade is going to be kind of the casual sexual reference, lots of innuendo, and then depictions of sexual activity that are inappropriate for young people to be watching. Do you think there's any going back to television that isn't immersed in the culture of casual sex?
Well, I'm very encouraged by things like Disney's High School Musical, which has been tremendously, tremendously successful in spite of the fact that it doesn't have any sexual content to speak of. You know, the fact that, that program has resonated with so many young viewers, the fact that it's been so profitable and so successful. In fact, High School Musical 2 was the highest-rated cable program in all of 2007. You know, so it's I think it makes a great case for providing more wholesome, more family-friendly entertainment and proving that there is a market for that kind of entertainment. So I would hope that smart producers would look at programs like that and see that they can be successful and try to produce more programs like it.
Melissa Henson is Director of Communications and Public Education for the Parents TV Council. We have a link posted to the Parents TV Council under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Melissa, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back from this break, we're going to be talking about state ballot initiatives in California, Arizona, Florida, South Dakota, Colorado, and Washington on gay marriage, abortion, and the so-called right to die. Stay tuned. More Issues Etc. right after this.
The sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran Church, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska, Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri, Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois, Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin, Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois, Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois, Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Sponsors. The Issues Etc. 300.